Somebody might accidentally think you're friendly if you say hi to your neighbor. Yeah. Amen. Good to see y'all this morning. Amen. I don't know if any of y'all noticed. It's hot outside. Don't go out there. If you think about it, don't. Run. Be the best thing. Amen. Indoors on a treadmill, yeah. Amen. Turn over to Luke 18, please. King James Version will work. I'll pray and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, that you are doing for us, and that you will do. And Father God, I thank you, not my will this morning, but what you would have for this congregation and also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, I yield myself to you. I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this morning. And we thank you, Father God, for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory because we look to you, Father God. We don't look to a man or an individual, but we look to you. We keep your word in the forefront of our mind continually. And that's what we continue to meditate on because we understand that that's what's going to bring our salvation if we need salvation, prosperity, healing, joy, victory. And we thank you for it, Father God, in advance. And everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. You can title this, Hear and Be. I did write, because I don't want to just specify to one deal, because you can hear and be prosperous. You can hear and be victorious. Amen. Amen. You can hear and be joyful and not depressed. Yes. Amen. You might as well say amen. Because it's still so. Amen. You can hear and be healed as well. Amen. Amen. All right, Luke 8:18. Luke 8:18 says, here, I got it. Take heed, therefore, what? Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Amen. Take heed, therefore, what?
How you hear.
How you hear?
Yes.
How you hear.
Yes.
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. Take heed, therefore, what? Take heed, therefore, what? Is that important?
Yes.
Obviously it is. Because I can read a scripture and go, well, healing's not for everybody. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Don't take heed, therefore, on what somebody else told you. Don't take heed, therefore, how you've been taught in the past. Because we got to take the word at the word, not what somebody else has told us. Amen. 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 We got to take the word as the word says, right? Amen. So we got to take heed, therefore, how we hear, right? And the thing about it is, we have to take heed because the thing is, just like salvation, so you can know about salvation and it'll do absolutely nothing for you.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Do nothing, absolutely nothing for you until you act upon it.
Yes,
until you act upon what you know. And that's receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, correct?
Yes.
Amen, I agree. Just like healing will do absolutely nothing for you until you act on it.
Yes.
Just like joy will do absolutely nothing for you until you...
Amen.
Amen. Just like victory, just knowing about God is good. But just knowing about God ain't going to do nothing for you. What did God give to us? What did Jesus go to the cross for? That's what I need to find out.
Amen.
What's part of the salvation package?
Amen.
What's part of it? What all belongs to me from receiving Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Take heed, therefore, how you hear. I wrote down, well, I know it says that healing isn't for everyone. Well, I know it says, you know, you can be healed, but it's not for everyone. First question with that is, who said that?
Yeah, come on.
Where in the scripture does it say that healing is not for everyone? And if it does say it, show me the scripture where it does say that. And also the word of God says to, by every word let two or three witnesses, right? So you can't just isolate one scripture then?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, you might as well say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I've already said some of this stuff, so just let me hit it real fast. Don't be like, well, I've heard this scripture before.
That's right.
What I wonder if we ate the same way, ate food that same way. You know, we go, like I go home for Thanksgiving every year, you know, and because it's, let's be honest, deer season.
Yeah. Amen.
Deer season, we ain't missing it. Hallelujah. So let's just say, you know, like we had some deer not that long ago. What if Chelsea cooked? Well, it's actually when my mom was down, she fried up some backstrap for me. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, son, I got hungry. All right. Anyways, but what if I would have been like, you know, Mom, I've already had backstrap before. I wonder if we go to a buffet and go in there and grab a plate, you know, like Golden Corral or something, and then we start walking through the line and go, well, I've had green beans before. I mean, I've had mashed potatoes before. You know, I've had a steak back in 1984. You know, why have one now? I wonder if we ate the same way we act about the scripture sometimes. Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard that before.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be more interested in the hearing than we are the healing sometimes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We need to be more interested in the hearing than we are the healing. Amen. And the reason is, whenever you get the hearing, the healing will always come. Whenever you get the hearing, the healing, the victory, the joy, the prosperity, the depression will have to leave. It'll all show up once we get the hearing. Once we get the hearing down, whatever we're hearing will follow suit. So am I hearing this isn't for you today? You have to live with this disease? Well, it's going to take at least 8 months, 10 months for that healing to work in your body. Well, your body, you got to give your body time to heal. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, the title deed. Title deed means ownership. It belongs to you now. And now faith is, now healing is mine. Why? Because the Word of God says so. That's why Jesus went to the cross, so that I don't have to walk around here defeated, sick or bruised or beat up or depressed. I don't have to. Jesus took it all on the cross. How did he do it? I don't know. We can ask him when we get there. I do know what the Word of God says, that he says that on the cross he bore all my sicknesses and diseases. And what he bore, I don't have to bear. So if he bore it, I will not bear it. And to allow somebody to say, well, that's just your cross to bear. No, it's not. Jesus bore it. I don't have to. So what am I hearing? Well, you know, it's your age. You know, the older you get, the more brittle your bones will get. Says who? A doctor? He's smarter than God, the one that created my body. But if I continually speak it, I'll continually believe it. And then I'll continually say, well, you know, my bones are getting brittle. I'm way ahead of myself because we got scripture for that. But saying things like that is just crazy. Or, you know, once you hit 40, your body starts going like this. Yours can if you want it to. I'm going to tell you now, mine's not. I said, I'm going to tell you now, mine's not. Because I've told y'all, I've had four or five knee surgeries on my right knee. The doctor, Chelsea was in there with me, so if you don't believe me, ask her after church. He said, he grabbed the little fake knee, he goes, this is your knee. There is absolutely nothing in here. Nothing. No cartilage. Nothing. It's bone on bone, Ricky. So he grabbed a fake knee. He said, so here pretty quick, we're going to have to put one of these in there. We're going to have to replace your entire knee because it's bone on bone. You can't, there's nothing else we can do. We've taken everything out that keeps messing up. And I said, no, thank you. No, thank you. And I think it was Friday I ran 4 miles. Then Saturday, I think it was like 2 or 3 miles on the stair stepper. And I'm doing at least 30 to 40 miles a week. So you can't tell me that healing is not for us today. Not when I have brand new knees. Whenever the doctor said it's bone on bone, and before I could tell it was bone on bone. Now there is no bone on bone. Well, Ricky, you're just saying it. Once again, ask Chelsea. Ask her. Because he even said it's bone on bone. And I'm telling you right now, if you've never seen bone on bone, somebody can't just go out and run 4 miles with bone on bone. Hallelujah. I used to think that my back was going to be worse because in the military, we'd have rucksacks and stuff and 30 to 40, 50 pounds, you know. And then, just being ignorant to show how tough we were, they'd make us go run like 3 or 4 or 5 miles with the rucksack on. And it would beat us up. It did, obviously. But there came a point in my life where I was like, I'm done just hurting like this all the time, constantly. I'm done with it. And so I found out what God said concerning healing. Amen. And so I constantly heard that. Fed on that. I didn't feed on my back hurts. I'm in pain. I'm in pain. My back hurts. I'm in pain. My back hurts. I'm in pain. Because I did that for a while. Guess what it did? Amazing. Amazing. But I got into the Word and started saying what God said. Guess what happened? Look, if you're here to try to tell me healing's not for us today, you're too late. Too late. Too late. All right. Go over to Psalms 107, please. King James is fine. We'll start about verse 20. Sorry, I didn't tell you that. Excuse me. He sent his word. And what? And what? He sent what?
His word.
He sent the doctors. Now, listen. I'm not talking against doctors. Understand me there, because obviously y'all just heard me say I've had like 4 or 5 knee surgeries. I'm not talking against doctors. Amen. But he didn't just send doctors. If that's my first go-to every single time, if I need to go, I'll go. But I'm standing on the Word of God at the same exact time. I'm not just relying ever all my faith on the doctor. Amen. Amen. Thank you for amen. Amen. I agree. He sent what?
His word.
And what?
Healed them.
Amen.
Come on.
And delivered them from what?
Their destruction.
He sent his word.
Yes. Yes.
His what?
Word.
So then how are we going to receive our healing?
By hearing.
Hearing, but from?
The word.
Because what did God send? He sent what?
His word.
I don't know why sometimes we think it'll just happen because God is God.
Amen.
Well, God, you know I'm in pain. Well, yeah, I do. That's why I sent Jesus to the cross and sent you my word.
Amen.
So that you don't have to deal with the pain.
That's right.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Are you a them? I would, if you can't mark in your Bible, throw it away, get one you can write in. But right there at the word them, I'd mark that word them out and write my name there. He sent his word and healed Ricky. He sent his word and healed Ricky, or whatever your name is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm telling you right now, glory be to God. God sent his word, amen, and their faith received it, and it healed them. See, God sent his word, but if you don't believe it, if you don't attach your faith to it to receive it, it'll do nothing for you. See, just like the word of God says, you know, pull up 1 Peter 2:24, please. King James, fine. I'll wait for it. There it is. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness by what? By whose what? By whose stripes we what?
Were.
Is that future tense or past tense? So if you were healed. So if you were healed.
Amen.
Amen.
If you were healed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Then are you healed?
Yes, sir.
Then I got to stop talking defeat and sickness.
Amen.
And death.
Yes, sir.
But if I put that, he sent his word and healed them all, right? And I wrote down, he sent his word and their faith received it and it healed them, right? So if I'm constantly, I can read that and say, by whose stripes you were healed and still not be healed. Unless I put my faith on it and say, you know what, God, you said it right here. And since you said it, I don't know how, but I receive it by faith and I thank you for my healing.
Yes.
Now, you might have pain, but just continue to stand.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Just like whenever you fought somebody, did you always back down or did you just buck up on them and say, you know what, we're going to have to fight. And if you beat me every single time you see me, you're going to have to prove it over again. That's how we were. We were just stubborn. You beat me in a fight, that's fine. But every time you see me, you're going to have to prove it.
Yeah.
See, are we like that with Satan, or do we just back off?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, it hurts. Well, you know, join the crowd. There's a lot of things that hurt on people. But do we give up? Because if I'm hearing the word of God, and I might not understand it, I might not, but thank God he said it. And he said, by whose stripes I am healed. If I was healed, then I am healed. I'm healed. And if I just put my faith on it and say, you know, I don't know how, God, but I thank you for it. And I receive it by faith. And attach my faith with it, release it with my words, and just continue to stand on it. My body might be saying, you're crazy. It's falling apart. And you just continue to say, by his stripes, I were healed. And since I were, I was. And since I was, I am. And just continually say that over and over and over again. It'll work a cure in your body. Your body will start lining up to what you're saying. Hallelujah. Y'all got me preaching this morning. Amen. I don't know why I already said that, but pull up Proverbs 4:20 in the King James Version. I wrote down KIV. I don't know what that is. So we'll go to the King James. We'll start about verse 20. Yep, there we are. Thank you. My son, what? Incline. Incline. Say something to me. You're embarrassed. Say something to me.
Jesus loves me.
Ma'am.
Jesus loves me.
See, that's inclining.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's getting in close going,
yes,
say that again.
Jesus loves me.
So, what was that, God? I'm healed?
Yes.
You said I'm healed.
Yes.
You said by your stripes I'm healed?
Yes.
Amen.
That's inclining. That's getting in close. That's not just going, ah, I know you said it, but. I know you said that, you know, Uncle Charles, he died. He always had back pain. What does Uncle Charles have to do with the Word of God?
Come on.
And nothing against Uncle Charles.
Amen.
Amen. But I have to go off what the Word of God says, not what happened to Uncle Charles.
Amen.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear. Incline thine ear. Incline thine ear to what the doctors say.
No.
Incline thine ear to what your friends tell you.
No.
Incline thine ear to what Google says about that.
No.
But that's what people incline their ear to, because they'll get a bump and Google it faster than all get out. And then that bump might not even be what they Googled. But it was a close match. And so now they'll speak to their body what that is, what Google is saying. And it might not even be that. It might have been just a tick bite. But now they're speaking something over their body that Google said it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's a good word. Hallelujah. My son, what? My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto what?
My sayings.
Whose sayings?
God.
What sayings?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Every single word.
Whatever it is. If I feel defeated, if I feel depressed, if I feel sick, if I feel unhappy, well, I'm going to incline my ear to whatever the Word of God says concerning depression. So being victorious,
amen,
being more than a conqueror,
yeah,
being healed and whole, yeah, being prosperous.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next, please. Let them depart from your eyes. What? Let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them where? It's interesting. I didn't look up all the scriptures about inclining your ear, pay attention to the word. But you ought to go through the word of God and find out how many times God talks about that.
Amen.
And he's very adamant about pay attention to what I'm saying. Keep close to what this word says. So there's so much importance about that. Because if the word of God won't have your attention, then people, the doctor, the sayings of people will have your attention. And that's what you'll continually speak over your life. Because, you know, once you hit a certain age, a lot of people start going, well, you know, I am turning this old. Because they think that since they're getting older. Now, don't misunderstand me. I understand that, you know, if you're 60, you can't run like you were 20. But it doesn't mean your body doesn't have to function how God designed it to. Hallelujah. Amen. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Next, please. For they.
Yes.
What?
The word.
For they what?
Life.
Yes, they are. They're what?
Life.
They're what?
Life.
Life. Life. Life. Unto those, it doesn't say unto everybody. It doesn't even say to those that are saved. Does it? What does it say? Hallelujah. For they are life to those who find them, and what? Hey, Dean, go grab me a water out of that fridge, please. Yep, in the office. Thank you. Slow down. Slow down. Easy, easy. He did it. All right. If I don't know, how many of y'all have a King James Bible? Look over in the margin there. Thank you. If I can get this lid off. Oh, thank God we did it. Proverbs 4:20, over in the margin. Actually, it's verse 22. By the word health, do y'all have something like a Hebrew saying? In mine, by the word health, it's got a number 3. And if you look over in the margin, and the Hebrew word for health is medicine. Amen. The Hebrew word for health is medicine. So it says, for they are life unto those who find them, and medicine to all their flesh. Amen. And medicine. Medicine.
Amen.
Medicine.
Yes, sir.
Medicine.
Yes, sir.
Medicine.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And go back to verse 20, please. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto what?
My sayings.
Whose sayings is it?
God's
sayings. Hence the Bible, right?
Yes.
Amen. The Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So it's the Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I agree. 21, please. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Next, please. For they are what? Unto those who find them, and medicine to all their flesh, right? Notice it doesn't say that God's word is like medicine. Does it say it's like medicine to all their flesh?
No, it says it is.
What does it say? It is medicine to all their flesh.
Amen.
And medicine to all their flesh. And medicine to all their flesh. Medicine, right?
Yes.
I did write this down. Sometimes we'll read over the front of the verse real fast, right? Like verse 20, right? Let's read it real fast. Go back to verse 20. My son, attend to my word, incline thine ear, my sayings. Next. Next. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Next, please. For they are life unto those who find them, and health to all their flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
And we just read real fast over the whole first part.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, we got to do our part.
Sir.
The very front of those. We got to do our part, and then God will do his part.
Amen.
But we have to do our part.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, this is getting real good. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy
Ghost. Amen. And then I actually wrote down something again. Why is God so adamant about us paying attention to his words? Obviously, y'all know we was just on vacation, right?
Yeah.
We went up to Colorado. I'll describe it to you real fast. So we got to Silverton, and we was about 9,000 feet. Hallelujah. Because it was like 68 degrees.
Amen.
And then I came back. Not sure why. No. I looked at Chelsea. I said, you know what I'd do if God didn't call us to Bullhead? We wouldn't even go back and pack. We'd buy all new stuff. Son, 120, I wasn't happy about it. Anyways, but it didn't feel like 68. We were in shorts and t-shirts. Hallelujah. Anyways, moving on. All right. So, and then we was going for a ride on side-by-sides. Meet my family up there, mom and dad and cousins and all of them, right? So we're going up the mountain, we're riding, and it is beautiful. There is snow everywhere on these mountains, right? And there's a creek, and I'm talking about clearer than our river. It's, man, and freezing. The water is freezing. But we're going up through there. There was a groundhog right in the middle of the road just standing up staring at us like, what are y'all doing here? And why are you here, you know? And so we keep going, and it just starts getting greener and greener and greener. And there's still snow everywhere. And we pull up to this one place to eat lunch, and there was this pond, just a pond up in these mountains. We're about 12,000 feet now. And there was just a pond and snow everywhere. So me telling you that story, could you see it? You created a picture in your mind. Didn't you? So why is God so adamant about us paying attention to his words? I wonder if it'll create an image of what my body is supposed to look like. Because if I'm constantly going, I'm sick, man, I'm beat up, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm constantly creating an image of me broke down, unable to do anything. And so that's how I constantly see myself. And if I see myself like that, that's how God has to see me. You might as well say amen, because he sent his word. So he gave us a way out. But if I'm not going to see myself how God sees me, then he has to see me how I see me. Although he gave me another way to see myself, but I'm over here still. And if I'm not in the word of God saying I am the healed, I am the whole, I am the victorious, I don't have to be depressed. I don't have to be sad. I can be joyous. I can go through anything victorious. And if I don't constantly see myself how God sees me, then he has to see me how I see me. And it's interesting how much he is so adamant about his word. Because seriously, how many of y'all saw the mountains, saw the creek, saw the groundhog, saw us going up a mountain, saw how green the mountains were, saw all the snow on the mountains? Did y'all or did y'all not create a picture in your own mind? And then y'all know I have a chocolate lab. She's 7 months now. Wired like a microwave. Loves the river. I got her a life jacket because I don't know why she thinks she's an underwater dog. And so she goes underwater and the current just takes her. So I have to chase her and I ain't about that. So I bought her a life jacket and I'm like, look, you want to get out there, get out there. But you'll find your way back, you know, you'll be all right. And so I put the life jacket on her and it got pretty wild the other day. Me and Dean was out there, we was playing fetch with her and she won't stop. Loves playing fetch. Why? Just part of their nature, right? So I like doing it, don't get me wrong. So we're playing fetch, and a current's coming, and Dean was actually got out in the harder current, and he's walking around, and she's like, I want to go out there. And she went out there and was like, "Hew!" Right? I was like, man, but she kind of started swimming back with that life jacket. How many of y'all just created a picture of my dog swimming in the river? With it, she is real cute. I ain't gonna lie to you. Swimming with a life jacket on. And the current, y'all know, you sitting there playing fetch with her in your mind, and then all of a sudden the current just grabbed her. Interesting how words constantly create images in our mind. And we constantly see it. As we speak, we're seeing it. So why is God so adamant about us inclining our ears to his word? About us paying attention to what he says. Not what the doctor says. Because the doctor's doing their best. And thank God for doctors. But I'm not going to put my faith in what he tells me. Thank you for what you told me. But glory be to God, I'm standing on whatever scripture I'm standing on. And I stay there. I don't move from it. I continually feed on it. I don't feed on it one time, just like I was talking about at the buffet. I don't just eat steak one time. You know, I ate that back in 1930. So you're not going to eat it again? Look, me, I'm going to eat it every day if I get a chance. You put deer in front of me, you might not see me for a while. I'll just say that because I'm telling you right now, I could eat deer every single day of my life. That's just who I am. I love it. Holy cow. It's 11:30. Where did the time go? And then I'll describe one more thing to you. So, you know, my chocolate lab, she's probably 50, 60 pounds probably, right? Chelsea's got this little, what is it? A Maltese. 4 pounds. Just gets on your nerves sometimes, right? Just, look, and if I want her to know that, I'll tell her. Right? Don't be trying to go out there and snitch me out. I'll be no tattletale. Just, you know, she can't jump. She just looks at you like, you gonna pick me up? No, you should have grown taller. Yeah, walk over there, do some lunges, build your leg strength up, something. You know, stop being a baby. Figure it out, right? Just that little dog, but Chelsea loves it. And she wanted a white dog because she's solid white. You want to know why she got a white dog? Because she's a hairdresser. And so she wanted to color the dog. Oh, and that went, I still got a picture of it. Colored her pink. So we had a pink dog. You know how manly that is. Don't let that dog walk beside me. Keep that dog back over there. A pink dog for 3 or 4 pounds. Just, she's wired too. Just, you know, runs everywhere. Legs this long. Just she tries to keep up with Snickers, and it's hilarious. Because she's running as fast as she can, and Snickers just like, all right, let's go. You know, it's funny. You'd have to be there. Anyway, but she colored it pink. And at first, they went a little heavy on the color. So she was bright pink, like glow-in-the-dark pink. And Zoe, we got a picture of her standing there. She was smiling from ear to ear, just ecstatic about, we got a pink dog now. How many of y'all saw the dog? Yeah. Saw how pink the dog was and everything. So what am I constantly saying concerning my body, concerning my health, concerning my finances, concerning victory? What am I constantly talking about? And what do I sound like? Am I speaking God's word? That's why he's so adamant about us continually speak his word. Because if we don't know what to say, get in the word and find out how he said it concerning your body. Don't just try to think or Google something. Amen. But find out what God said concerning your body. Find out what God said concerning healing. Concerning victory. Amen. Can we read just a couple more?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Amen. What about when someone asks us how we're doing, especially if we had an accident or something like that? Well, you know, and they're like, you know, I understand you're believing for your healing, but how do you really feel? And if we don't pay attention a lot of times, people will start talking and then they'll start saying stuff not even realizing it. You ever met somebody like that? Or just start talking and then all of a sudden tell you something that they ain't supposed to be telling? Yeah. It's because they just like talking, and so they talk so much that they just accidentally said it and they wasn't supposed to say nothing about it.
Amen.
And look at your neighbor and say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We probably don't have it. Let me pull it up. It's the NIRV. The NIRV, I'll read it to you. It says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Don't let them out of your sight and keep them in your heart. They are life to those who find them. They are health to a person's whole body. Amen. To a person's whole body. Amen. And then the living, can you pull up the living in 22? Verse 22, please. For they will remain, will, for they will mean real life for you, and what?
Radiant
health.
Radiant
health. Amen. Radiant health. Pull up, go up to verse 20 in the Passion, please, real fast, and we'll stop here. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I what?
Teach you.
And pay attention to all that your spouse has to say. Pay attention to all that your best friend has to say. Next. Hey, and look, some of y'all couples like, see, I ain't got to listen to nothing you say. Look, now you're just taking it out of context. You need to calm down. Amen. Fill your what?
Box.
With Google words.
No.
Whose word?
God's word.
Until they what?
Penetrate.
That's the thing. See, his words will penetrate. So will Google's words, but God's words will do better for you than Google.
Amen.
Or the doctor or whatever somebody else says. They will penetrate deep. Where?
Into your spirit.
Next, please. Then.
Yep.
See, now that you've done all that,
yeah.
Now that you inclined your ear to a saying, now that you allowed them down into your spirit, man, now that you just constantly meditated on them day and night,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes.
As you unwrap my words, they will what? They will impart. What?
True life.
Hallelujah. True life. And radiant health into the very core of what?
Your being.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything?
Yes.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. Don't forget the class. Yes, right afterwards if you're part of it. There's food in the back. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and we will continually pay attention to your words and to meditate on them. Because we understand when we continually meditate on them, that you'll unwrap them for us. And then it'll be true life and it will radiate health. It'll penetrate us, Father God, into our very core. And so we thank you for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen.